with Martin Bester.
Do people still go on blind dates? Do you have friends? Have you yourself been on a blind date before?
Not in this day and age, I don't think so. I wouldn't think so.
Well, it happens. This one Chinese lady went on a blind date to the guy's house because he wanted to show off his cooking skills.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So he invited her over for dinner, and then they placed that city in sudden lockdown in China.
Oh, goodness.
And they are strict.
Was locked down in a blind date's house.
For how long? Because
for a
remember,
while.
We had 21 days. Imagine 21 days. My goodness.
Now, and then, of course, she started tweeting, and people love that, because now it's like a real-life drama unfolding, right? And what she had to say was very, very funny. She says, besides the fact that he is as mute as a wooden mannequin, everything else about him is pretty good.
I say.
Also, what she said about the date was, despite his food being mediocre, he was still willing to cook, which I think is great.
All right.
So they didn't really hit it off.
No.
You know?
And then days and days on end.
So she would be sleeping in. He would be doing. Imagine people
so
for a moment. You are locked down in a stranger's house.
Someone you've never met.
No. But I'm just stressed that I wouldn't have like my undies and my toothbrush. That's the first thing I thought about.
Yeah.
Because what are you wearing? And who was he? And no.
There's a couple of concerns though. I mean, firstly, blind date somebody's house.
Kidnappy.
Very interesting.
It's a little odd. And then, like you say, what are you going to wear? How are you going to brush your teeth?
Well, Fendi.
As long as he's not thinking about it.
Well, yeah.
Anyway.
Eyeing you under it.
Oh, no. Hey,
wake up with your morning family.
Good morning.
What up? Breakfast with Martin Bester.